wouldn't feel.
Kill time. Say if a man got accidentally shot or stabbed, you'd have to take him to the doctor so the doctor could treat the
wounds.
Sure. Okay. Excuse me. What about if somebody met you on the street and they said to you, "Well, how you doing, Miss? How you getting along?"
Just fine. Or I'm not doing too good.
Do you just always say that regardless
of
how you're feeling at the time?
Just about always do.
Okay. And this expression, say if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school
is out.
Sure. Well, what about if it's in the summertime when school has been out? Toward the end of summer, somebody might ask, "Well, when does school
start?"
Sure. Okay. We were talking about school. Talking about school. Nowadays, each child in the classroom sits behind his own
desk.
Sure. And talking about, if you have a lot of them, you say the classroom's got 30 or 40
desks.
Did y'all have desks when you were going to school?
Homemade ones.
Homemade?
Benches.
Mm-hmm.
Big long ones and 5 or 6 or a dozen youngins on them.
Yes, ma'am. But you did have something in front of you that you could...
Well, they had a homemade outfit, that plank.
Mm-hmm.
Plain old plank, salt plank.
I see. Was there ever a place here in Oak Grove where you could go to catch a train?
Yeah, we have a depot here, up and door. Beautiful life.
Mm-hmm.
Took the train off and moved the depot, moved the railroad now.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any train going to Oak Grove anymore.
Yes, ma'am. Did people usually call it just a depot, or did they call it a rail?
Railroad depot. Yeah.
I see. Did you ever go to a city where you rode on this thing that was on rails and had a wire?
No, sir, I haven't. I wouldn't give him one for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them, but I sure am not going riding.
What do you call that sort of
trolley?
Trolley?
Trolleys, I think.
Why don't you like trolleys?
Oh, they scare me out. They go. I just don't want them, but I sure wouldn't ride on them up in the air like you got in New York.
Yeah.
I got a boy my daddy raised that lives in New York, and he just scared me telling such about them things. Well, I see the pictures on.
What's about the biggest city you've been to?
It's poor, I guess.
Wouldn't care anything about going to New York?
Not a thing in the world. Tell me you can't get your breath there hardly now. John Roberts says you can't. He drives a bus there.
You ever been to New Orleans?
No, I've never been to New Orleans.
That's a pretty big city now.
They say it is. My family's all been there, but I hadn't